In this video, we'll understand what's happening between Iran, United States, and Israel. And is Israel trying to stop the US-Iran nuclear deal? So last year, if you remember, the Middle East or West Asia saw a serious escalation. Last year in June, Israel and Iran had a 12-day confrontation, wherein Israel launched a surprise large-scale attack called Operation Rising Lion, involving over 200 aircraft, targeting nuclear facilities, military bases in Iran. And then, as you know, the United States participated by sending its B-2 bombers targeting critical fortified Iranian nuclear sites that Israel was not able to destroy on its own. That strike was called Midnight Hammer. After that, whatever negotiations that were already going on between Washington and Tehran collapsed instantly. And now, fast forward to 2026, talks have restarted. The first indirect round happened in Muscat, Oman. I made a video on it. In Oman, Iran and US representatives have exchanged messages. Nothing dramatic, but the door reopened. Both sides seem to agree on one thing publicly. Iran should not have a nuclear weapon. Even Iran said it openly that they are not trying to build any nuclear weapons. But here is where things get tense. Iran's security chief, Ali Larijani, he said something very interesting. And of course, if he is saying, then obviously rest of the Iranian officials also think the same way. He said, Israel is trying to sabotage these talks. According to him, Israel wants to derail negotiations so that the tension rise again, maybe even spark a new war. So basically what it means is, from Iran's point of view, the talks are only between them and the United States, not with Israel. The Iranian security chief has even said, Israel is inserting itself into the process. So basically Iran wants to sideline Netanyahu, that is Israel, while talking to United States, that is Trump. Now look at the timing. Just as talks are being discussed for a second round, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu flies urgently to Washington. He meets Trump at the White House. The meeting is low-key, no big press conference, no dramatic announcement. Afterward, Trump posts that the meeting was very good, but nothing definitive was decided, except that negotiations with Iran must continue. But here is what Israel really wants. Whatever US is trying to negotiate with Iran, Israel wants three important things that needs to be covered. 1. Iran's nuclear program. 2. Iran's ballistic missiles. And number 3. Iran's support for proxy groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. Now all these three demands of Israel is something that Iran is outrightly rejecting. Iran is saying, who is Israel to dictate these terms? Iran is clear, negotiations are only about the nuclear issue, not missiles, not regional influence, and definitely not reducing uranium enrichment to zero. Now here's the thing that we need to understand. Demanding Iran to reduce its uranium enrichment to zero is not a realistic expectation. Iran has already mastered the technology of uranium enrichment. Once a country acquires that scientific knowledge and industrial capability, you cannot simply unlearn it. Even if you remove materials, centrifuges, or stockpiles, the expertise remains. The engineers are still there. The scientific infrastructure is still there. The experience is still there. Iran also says that a small percentage of enriched uranium is being used for peaceful purposes such as producing medical isotopes for cancer detection and treatment. Now, under the International Atomic Energy Agency framework, countries are allowed to pursue civilian nuclear programs under monitoring and inspections. Iran says it is open to verification, which makes the issue more about trust and enforcement than just capability. And that brings us to the core dilemma. If a country knows how to build something, how do you permanently prevent it from building it again in the future? Even if you dismantle facilities once, the knowledge base remains. The only theoretical way to truly stop such a program would be repeated physical destruction of infrastructure and constant surveillance, essentially pushing the program backward again and again. But that approach comes with enormous geopolitical costs and risks of escalation. Every country has different view on this issue. The United States usually tries to stop nuclear spread while also avoiding a bigger war and protecting global stability. But Israel sees Iran's nuclear program as a direct threat to its survival and is more willing to strike first if it feels danger. So ultimately, this is not just about uranium enrichment levels. It's about knowledge, deterrence, trust, and how different states calculate risk based on their own security doctrines. Meanwhile, pressure is building. The US is increasing military presence in the region. There are discussions about deploying another aircraft carrier strike group. Trump has warned that if a deal is not reached, Iran could face very traumatic consequences. At the same time, Iran's president, Masoud Pezeshkian, is publicly saying Iran will not bow to excessive demands. He repeats that Iran is not seeking nuclear weapons, but will not surrender under pressure. So what's really happening here? Think of it like a high-stakes negotiation where both sides are sitting at the table, but someone else is standing behind them, whispering different instructions. Israel fears that Trump might accept a deal that doesn't fully dismantle Iran's nuclear capability or address missiles and proxies. Netanyahu has long viewed Iran as an existential threat. For Israel, this isn't just about diplomacy, it's survival. On the other hand, Iran believes Israel benefits from tension. Israel wants instability in the region and is gambling not just with Iran, but also with countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Now here's another layer. Iran is politically weaker than before. There were mass protests. There was bombing of its nuclear sites. Its economy is under sanctions pressure. If you see, Iran is somewhat negotiating from a weaker position. But Iran also knows something. Trump is heading into an election cycle. Historically, US presidents prefer avoiding major wars before elections. That gives Iran some leverage. And then there is Gaza. The US is also pushing Israel and Hamas to move to the next phase of their ceasefire agreement. Netanyahu is under pressure at home, especially from his far-right allies, to ensure that any US-Iran deal protects Israel's security concerns fully. So, where does this leave us? Right now, talks are continuing. No formal proposal has been agreed. The US wants no nuclear weapons, no missiles. Iran says missiles are off the table. Israel wants a much broader deal. Military pressure is rising. Everyone is preparing for both diplomacy and conflict. It's like watching a chess game where every move could either bring a deal or trigger another regional war. The next month could be crucial. If negotiations move forward, we might see a limited nuclear deal with strict verification. If talks collapse again, especially with military force already positioned, the Middle East could enter another dangerous escalation. At this time, it wouldn't be just about Iran and Israel. It would affect oil prices, global markets, and regional stability, including countries like India that depends heavily on Middle East energy flows. So the real question is not just whether a deal happens. The real question is, who blinks first? I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.